We are live.
Woohoo!
Hello, people. Welcome to one more live at Speak Now English Academy. Gabi, welcome.
Hi, Matheus.
Hello, Gabi.
So I'm very glad to be here.
Excellent. Today we have a very special guest in our live that will be teaching us different techniques and will provide us with some suggestions to use music to study English. Welcome, Gabi.
Thank you.
Why music?
Because how come why not music, I would ask. Music is so precious, I guess, for everyone. It is very meaningful. And besides being fun learning with music, I think it's also, it shakes us inside, yeah, because music makes you want to feel like dancing and makes you want to feel like singing. It means a lot. Some songs mark special moments in our lives. So I would definitely recommend everyone to complement their English studies with music, and with music that they like.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And how could they use this music to study the language? Because songs, they have this emotional gain, right? This emotional aspect. They provide us with a voice in a new language. But then how does that apply? And how could they use music to study?
This is something we're going to be approaching soon. I have prepared it so many ways, at least four ways, or in a bonus way, to teach everyone to practice English using music. Uh-huh. There are many possibilities. We're gonna get to that, but I think that linguistically speaking, it's very important to have contact not only with materials that are directed to learning English. For example, there are many videos, there are many podcasts that are dedicated to learning English. Yeah, mm-hmm. So from them, they will approach grammatical rules. They will approach expressions, pronunciation, etc. But I think everyone should try to go beyond the materials that are created for language studies. Mm-hmm. And music is one of them. There are other ways, like lectures, I think podcasts and documentaries, movies, mm-hmm. series, videos, etc. But music is one of the many authentic materials you will find that can perk up with your language studies. Definitely. And you're not going to be in contact with things that are focusing on teaching you English. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily, but you will be learning anyways.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I want to get to authentic material and have a discussion. Let's say hello to the people. Hello, guys.
Hey, everyone.
that are people there. You can send us a message, guys, saying hello, just for us to see that you are there, you are present, you are alive, and you are enjoying. Okay,
yeah.
Guys? And you can comment also what brings you here. What brings you to this live today? What is the reason that you are present with us to learn how to use songs in English? All right. Mm-hmm. So what brings you around? You can comment on the chat. And
I know. I would like to ask them something else.
Camila said hello.
Hi, Camila. I cannot see the chat, but yeah, you can, right?
Yes, I can.
Uh-huh. Okay. I would like to ask them what is their favorite music style, if they have one, right? Or if they have many music styles that they enjoy listening to.
Uh-huh.
Do you prefer electronic music, rock and roll, reggae, MPB? What is your favorite music style? You can comment more than one.
Excellent. And Edu said hello also with some songs there, with some emojis there.
Cool.
And a very nice question, Gabi. So then, let me ask you about this authentic material. This is connected with the subject of using different sources, right, to study. Could you explain, Gabi, for us, what exactly is an authentic material and why that is relevant and why that is beneficial for someone that is learning the language?
Of course, yeah. I'm just deciding how to start talking about that because, I'll be really straight to the point. I think that you should, of course, learn from the materials that are dedicated to teaching you English. Yeah. So, for example, videos that explain the conjugations in English, the grammar rules, videos that bring you vocabulary in English. This is great. But this is not the only thing you should focus on, right? Because otherwise you will learn the English that is taught in a didactic way, of course, but to get in contact with the English that is spoken in real life, let's say, it's the English that is used by the speakers, the English speakers around the world. I think you should be in contact with materials that are basically authentic materials are these. They are not directed to teaching you English, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, we have mentioned this 2 weeks ago or a few weeks ago in our last live on YouTube that you can try to connect your interests with the language. For example, if you like traveling, if you like trying different food, you should go for TV shows or documentaries or blogs, podcasts that bring you this subject. If you like dancing, you should watch dancing talent shows. I think there are infinite possibilities because it depends on your own interests.
Mm-hmm. So authentic materials, they are materials done for native speakers, right? For people that speak the language, like a news, like a movie, right? A movie is not taught to be, okay, let's teach these people English. It's just produced in the language, right? So it is material that is produced in the language for consumption, not necessarily to teach. Mm-hmm. And why is authentic material positive and why should the students use that?
Okay.
Mirelle said hello as well.
Hello.
Mirelle, and
welcome.
You can, guys, post there your favorite music genre, please, and why you like it. So, Gabi, what are the benefits?
What is yours, Mateus?
What is your favorite music genre?
I
have some favorite music genres. I really like jazz. I like classic music. I enjoy rock, progressive rock, sometimes hard rock. I like electronic music a lot. I enjoy this. I especially enjoy instrumental music genres because I think I can have my closer interpretation to that. So I normally don't listen to music that is too lyrical.
Okay.
And what about you, Gabi?
Well, I would say I like all of those too. I would add to your list Brazilian pop music like samba and bossa nova.
Bossa nova, I love bossa
nova. I love the mixture of bossa nova and jazz and blues. I also love blues so much. I think it's in my veins.
And why do you like these styles, would you say?
I think that because of the influence I got from my family, my father and my mother, she presented me a lot of MPB songs, many artists that I learned to admire so much. And my dad is a musician too, and he just like my mom, but mom plays classical music on the piano as a hobby, and dad sings the blues in Portuguese. he writes songs in Portuguese and he sings blues and plays the bass. So I think it was the influence I got from them.
Excellent. So why authentic material?
Why authentic material? Because you don't want to, let me say this better. I will ask everyone a question. Are you really interested in English grammar, or is it something that you wake up in the morning and you feel like, oh, this is Sunday, what a beautiful day, I will watch a video to learn English grammar? No, I don't think no one is like that. If you are, okay, I am a grammar lover as well. I love to study grammar in all the languages we have studied. I had to pay attention not to focus so much in grammar because I like it. But this is not a reality. Most of the people who are learning English or any other language, they have interests that are not necessarily connected to learning English, right? So the authentic materials are there to help you connect your interests with the language you are learning, and to make it fun, to make it pleasant, not to make it, oh my gosh, a burden, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. So learning Mirelli asked if you could sing the chorus of your favorite song.
Okay, it's a song I have written. I will sing it by the end of
would
the
you,
live.
Would you like? Okay, by the end. So if you stick to the end of the live, then you will see Gabi singing the chorus of that song. Good. A little challenge.
All right.
And Gabi, then, okay, so authentic material, they are materials that they are not necessarily for teaching English, but are in English, and they are relevant because they help people to be more motivated, and they help to see how language is spoken naturally, how language is used naturally, not such in a rigid manner that mm-hmm. would be like simply a book, right? Like the or simply a classroom. And then I would like to ask you now, how can that be used? How can songs be used to learn the language and to practice the language effectively?
All right. The strategies that I will give them, Mateus, are flexible, okay? Because it depends a lot on how you want to benefit from incorporating music to your studies. There are many benefits that you can choose from. there are many ways to improve your skills. I mean, your listening skills, memorization, improve your pronunciation, improve the rhythm that you speak, consequently the fluency. You can expand the range of vocabulary that you have, because you will learn many, many words, and it's good because they are in a context, right? And it will also boost your confidence if you learn to sing the song together, if you practice, if you listen to a song many times, there is this thing that inevitably happens. You will have this song sticked to your mind. So you will not get rid of the song. You will have to you have to sing from the beginning to the end. This is the only way to get a song out of your mind. You know?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, a earworm,
yeah. In Portuguese, we refer to a bubblegum song.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially songs that are very famous, pop songs that are played on the radio that you keep listening over and over. Suddenly you are shopping for clothes and you listen to them.
Mm-hmm. But you mentioned some very interesting benefits, right, of using songs. Could you list them for us, please?
Okay, so first, improving your listening skills, so you comprehend more. Number two, it will improve your memory, because for you to remember the lyrics, yeah, you have to pay attention and repeat over and over. So you will work on your memorization skills.
Mm-hmm.
It is proven that it increases memory retention. Long-term memory. There are some articles that, for example, people that need to, actors and actresses, they benefit a lot from memorizing song
mm-hmm.
lyrics,
mm-hmm.
because they have to memorize their lines
mm-hmm.
in a theater play, on a series, whenever. Anywhere they're actuating.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, so improving your listening skills, listening comprehension skills,
mm-hmm.
improving your memory,
mm-hmm.
expanding vocabulary range, yes, because you are learning many words. Meanwhile, you will improve so much pronunciation, guys, because, oh my gosh, because... pronunciation and the rhythm of the language, right? You are getting those two at once, because after you start noticing, for example, you are studying the structure, the expression be going to, yeah, to express future, for example, and you learn from the not authentic materials, yeah, from the materials that are teaching you English, you learn that this is necessary to include the verb be.
Mm-hmm.
But in a song, you will not listen to the verb be. So instead of the question, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? This is a more syllabic rhythm, which we are accustomed to mm-hmm. in Portuguese, for example. But English has a stressed rhythm. So it will not say every syllable very clearly. It will end up not suppressing some words, some sounds. So it will sound more like what you're going to do
mm-hmm.
instead of what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you will start comparing these two things. Yeah. The pronunciation, the rhythm. So again, these two at once.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it boosts your memory.
Excellent. Fantastic. So there are many benefits from learning the language with songs. And that is something that I would like to mention. That is this, once you are learning a structure, songs can also help you see how that sounds and how that's used. Gabi has given us the example with Be Going To, but then we could take, for example, simple present, simple past, simple future, comparatives, past continuous, so on and so forth, phrasal verbs, and then we could search online songs with, and then plus the structure that we are learning, songs with going to, songs with simple past, songs with present perfect. Especially if you are having difficulties in understanding and conceptualizing how that structure is used, search the songs with the structure that you look for.
Mm-hmm.
Gabi, tell us how then. I am a very how-to kind of person, so I would like to know how that applies, because we know why songs, we know what is an authentic material and the benefits of that. We know also the benefits of using songs, right? This idea of vocabulary, pronunciation, memory, even the structural aspect. But then how can a student approach that? How can a bilingual approach that in a study session, for instance?
Okay, so first things first.
Second thing second, and third things third.
And so on and so forth.
Ad infinitum.
All right. I think number one thing is you have to listen to the song many, many times. Yeah. So listen forever and ever. Forever and ever. Okay.
Let me ask the guys, tell us a song that for you in English, a song that is an English song that is remarkable for you, a song that has been connected with you for a very long time. For example, in my case, it would be a Pink Floyd song called Comfortably Numb.
Great.
And for you, Gabi?
For me, I think the most remarkable in my history of learning English, I guess, is If I Were a Boy by Beyoncé.
If I Were a Boy. Interesting. if we called Freud here, he would have some arguments. If we brought a psychoanalyst here, he would have some ideas. And similarly with Comfortably Numb. So guys, share with us the favorite or a song that for you is very important in your life that is in English, please. So then
the song and the band or the song and the artist so that you can listen later.
Excellent. So that you share your taste with us and with the other viewers of the live.
My father will not enjoy that I said Beyoncé. No, but he likes her too. Okay, anyways. So listen. This is important because you need to be familiar with the song. If you want to take these strategies that I'm going to mention next, and this is the first thing you're going to do that, I suggest taking a song that you are which you are already familiar with. If, for example, the song that you're going to comment in the live chat right now, take this song, for example, and begin to listen more attentively, listen very carefully to try to understand what the song is about. You are focusing in this first moment in the melody of the song, in the rhythm of the song, when the rhythm changes, when the melody changes. You will probably start thinking about the song during the day. Yes, as you live your life, as you wash the dishes, as you take a shower, for example, as you drive to work. Yeah. Or sometimes when you wake up with the song in your mind, and this is the time for you to begin taking the next steps and experimenting the next strategies that I'm going to mention.
Excellent. So listen. That would be, I will write here for the guys so that they can take note. This means listen repetitively. Yes,
yeah,
listen
many
that
times.
Song
the same song
many times. Uh-huh. Excellent.
Well, how many times? I don't know. You decide. You wish, as you feel the
between
vibe.
Between 100 to 1,000. It's a nice range. Would you agree?
Throughout life, yeah, because
yeah,
as many times as you feel like, yeah, because you should not force yourself to listen to the song, okay, guys?
Okay, yeah.
Listen because you like it.
Excellent.
It's important.
Number two.
Number two is after that you begin singing along with the song. So you can take the lyrics. This is the text, yeah, the written song. You are taking the lyrics. You can Google name of the song, name of the artist, the lyrics, and you will find it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. After that, you can listen and read together, and you will start to sing along, yeah? You will start to listen, read, and sing along, sing together with the vocalist, yeah? Sing together with the song. This is how I myself have started practicing since a little kid. I had no idea what English was. If there was a difference between Portuguese and English, I had no idea. I was learning to speak Portuguese. It's my mother language.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, I had contact with Disney songs in English. And I got fascinated by that. I started singing together with the video clips. It was, wow, it was awesome to me. It was one of the best moments on my day.
Singing along, that's cool. Finding also the lyrics online and then search that plus the lyrics and then you can read also. That's pretty neat.
This is the time, actually, when linguistically speaking, you are integrating all the abilities, all the language abilities, yeah? Because mm-hmm. you are integrating listening to reading to speaking, and consequently your writing is going to benefit a lot from that. You are improving writing as well because you are comparing how it sounds to how it's written. So definitely this is a great exercise. This will be like a CrossFit for your English studies.
Excellent. Uh-huh. Fantastic. I am writing there down some what you are saying so that the guys have a chance to write down and perhaps take notes.
Okay.
And but they didn't tell us their song yet. Come on, guys, share with us.
It's hard to decide.
Just the name. You don't need to sing it.
Yeah, just the name of the song or the name of your favorite artist, favorite band.
Yeah, like the Beatles. The Beatles is a fantastic band in English.
Yeah.
Wow, it's one of my favorite bands.
They are genius.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The Beatles, Pink Floyd. Wow, these bands, they are amazing. Alrighty then. Gabi, what other techniques would you share with us?
Well, similarly to singing along, there's karaoke.
Karaoke.
Yeah. Why not? Before karaoke was invented, singing was only for talented people that were recording discs. Yes, that were recording
albums.
Yeah, thank you. Recording singles, etc. But it was only for big music producers, big guys, yeah? Big artists, big musicians. Music was just for them. And after karaoke was invented, it has popularized music a lot. So you can be singing not perfectly. You can be singing drunk. You can. This is not an apology to drinking. And also you don't have to be so talented to sing in a karaoke. And you don't have to go sing in public. You can sing from the comfort of your house nowadays.
So karaoke would be similar to singing along.
Similar to singing along, but now you don't follow, you don't sing together with the vocals of the song. The vocals are removed, and you have just the melody of the song, just
the lyrics there. Interesting. So that would be the difference. The second point would be singing along with the artist, right? And then the third possibility would be just the lyrics, the melody, just you singing there without the vocalist being present, right? You are developing some sort of autonomy. That's pretty, that is interesting, because then you develop independence and confidence also in the way that you are singing.
So much confidence, the way that you are pronouncing words. So you can listen to yourself later. There are some apps. There is an app linked in the description of the live. Take a look, guys. After the live, you can download the app here. I included the links for iOS and Android apps in the App Store, in the Google Play Store, so you can download it. The first one is Smule. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name correctly, but I think it's Smule.
Fantastic.
And you can invite other people to sing with you in duets, or you can join duets. Yeah, for example, someone has recorded one part of the song and you join the duet and sing the other part. It's so cool. It's really cool. It's really fun. I have tried this many times.
Smule.
Smule. And you can keep the recordings for yourself, or you can share the recordings with your friends. And you will observe your progress, right? You can try the same song many times until you get like really satisfied with that. It's really cool.
Amazing. Amazing. And what would be, Gabi, the next technique?
Let's move on to the next technique. Okay. This is based on an exercise that many language schools have already made use of.
Absorbed in their...
Yeah, like you listen to the song and you have the lyrics of the song in front of you on your computer. But there are some words missing. And you have to identify which words are missing. Filling in the gaps, yeah. So there is another app that can do that, or a website, I think. It's linked in the description too. It is perfect because in this case, Lyrics Training is the name of the website.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
You have shown it to me.
Lyrics Training is fantastic. by the way, a word of warning, we are not being sponsored.
It would be good.
By Lyrics Training, but if they want a partnership...
We're open to business. It would be
good. But indeed, Lyrics Training is something that I have been using for a while in my classes. And it's cool, it's fun. It's extremely pedagogical. It is.
It's a game.
It's a game, right? It gamifies. And that's something really beneficial, because then it gets really interesting. It gamifies the process of using songs in the language. I have used Lyrics Training absurdly much on learning Italian, on learning French. And I recommend my students, my beloved Alpinists, kisses in the heart. We love you guys. And because it's fun, it's really nice.
Yeah, and you have different levels to practice. Yeah, the beginner level, I guess 10% of the lyrics is missing. The intermediate 25%, the advanced 50%, and the hardcore mode is all the lyrics missing. So you have to complete all of the words in the lyrics, which is super challenging, but
yeah,
really
fun. And lyrics training has two modes, right? It has a write mode and a choice mode. Could you explain us the difference?
Yes, Matheus. And recently they have come up with the karaoke mode, which is almost like singing along because they still have the vocals in the song, but you can practice singing along as a karaoke. It's an intermediate. It's a stepping stone to karaoke, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And I think that the choice mode is really good if you're starting to practice using the app, using the game, because you don't have to be so agile typing. In the choice mode, you have 4 options. Every time a word is missing, you will see the word is a dot, a circle there, and it's missing in the lyrics. And you will choose between 4 options. So it helps you with the listening skills. But the second option is the choice mode. The choice mode. The written. Written or writing. I think it's writing or written mode that you have to type the word. And you can only enter the right letter. If you type a different letter that is not correct, it will not enter. It will not enter, simply like that.
Excellent, exactly. So this writing mode, it's pretty cool for that. And then here the people are saying, Camila told us, about music style, I think I am very eclectic. I like MPB, rock, forró, samba. And about one song in English, I like Jack Johnson, Upside Down.
I love this song. Yes. It's hard to sing.
Yes. And Edu has told us that he likes lots of music styles, but usually when it comes to chilling out, he sticks with rock and its substyles. But while he's working, he prefers instrumental electronic music, so that he doesn't get distracted. And Nachi, hello Nachi.
Hey Nachi.
Nachi told us that she loves lyrics training. It's very cool. She likes it very much.
Awesome.
Excellent. And fantastic. Any other technique, Gabi? So you told us about listen repetitively, singing along, which we could put in the same aspect with the karaoke.
Same category.
Third one would be gamifying the process of songs through lyrics training. It is one of our favorite tools.
It's brilliant.
To use the language with a game, right, with songs. Any other technique?
Of course. Now we have to the master blaster technique, which is...
The master bladder?
No. It doesn't sound right.
Not the master bladder then, guys. No. Not master bladder. The bladder, it's for other moments.
Other purposes. Okay, so dictation is the last technique, the last but not least, not less important, because I suggest trying this after you have tried the previous techniques, after you are familiar with the song, you have listened to it many times, after you checked the lyrics and started singing along with it, after you tried karaoke, after you tried lyrics training. This is the last, the final checkpoint when you are practicing with a song that you like. I think that the dictation will increase a lot your writing skills and consequently speaking as well.
Mm-hmm.
So number one is you will not see the lyrics. You will just concentrate. You can even close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You can just listen again. And you can even pause at different times in case it's necessary. Pause, go back. You can you can listen to it in a slower speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to really capture what is being sung, what the singer is saying, what what is the lyrics, and you can try to write down every single word, mm-hmm. every single part of the lyrics. You're going to try your best. Sometimes you're not going to be able to write down exactly as it is. You are going to be confused about how to spell a word. But even if you're not pretty sure how to spell a word, just try your best. Write as you think it is.
Write as you think it is. So the first time you just listen to the song without even seeing the lyrics, you can also listen to the song and read the lyrics, right? Because you will be you've done that previously.
Yeah.
So you will be practicing two sources, right? Two senses. You will be practicing your listening and your reading. So auditory stimulus and visual stimulus. I would like to do a comment about that. That you can imagine, guys, that your brain, it is an association machine. Your brain, the process of learning demands association, right? So using what you currently have so that you build more information, yes? Your brain is an association machine. So if you can find stimulus through different sources, through different senses, like what do we call a meaningful learning? What is meaningful learning in education? Meaningful learning is a learning that is not decontextualized. It's a learning that it is connected with you somehow. Yes. So this contextualized learning usually can come through touching, can come through seeing, can come through listening, can come through participating in a group reflection. When you participate in a group reflection, for instance, you are having social stimulation, right? You are being socially engaged. You will be thinking about that. You will be creating arguments. That's why it's meaningful, because it engages you through different ways. And songs, this is fundamentally the main argument, right, of what we are discussing, that songs can integratively, can engage you through different perspectives, through different activities. And then in this case of listening and reading, you will be engaging the auditory stimulus and the visual one. Therefore, the chances of that information becoming stuck, becoming acquired in your head, increases much more than you simply see a word drifting in the void of a decontextualized situation. Yes. So, Gabi, what you would like to say after writing down as you think it is?
While you were saying this, I was tripping a little, and I recalled...
You were wandering off. You were like an astronaut.
Yeah, I was recalling a friend of mine that we talked about this, right? How you become more confident speaking in English when you practice with other people. Yeah, and someone that was really important to me was a friend in high school, two friends in high school that we loved. We all loved so much Gaga's songs and Lady Gaga, and we were obsessed by her. And I remember we used to even try dancing using the same choreography. And this would work a lot synesthetically.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you were mentioning synesthesy. Yeah, the combination of many senses. So if there is a song that you know the choreography and you want to even go wild, lose it and dance together, I think this is also good. You can associate the movements of the dance, of the choreography, with the lyrics of the song. It will never leave you.
I imagine our alpinists dancing there, right? But why not? Why not?
We were dancing poker face in the middle of the break time in school.
And then, Gabi, so the person would listen, just listen, all right, or read, right? So the person would receive the input, and then the person would begin the output with the writing, right? Trying as the person think it is.
Yeah.
But then how can that be explored even further?
Yeah, sometimes you will not be able to identify what exactly is said in that part of the song. So leave it a blank space, leave it a question mark, and then something that will sign.
If you do not know, if you couldn't comprehend the word, you just leave a sign there.
One word or one part of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will finally check it out when you finish writing, when you finish doing the dictation. Mm-hmm. You have to. This is so important. This is the most important part of the dictation, actually. Correcting it. Yeah, so you are going to compare the actual lyrics, the lyrics itself, with your transcription. Yeah, and you're going to see what is different here. So what did I miss? What did I misspelt? What is wrong? You will correct it with a different color pen. And even the words that you were mistaken about, that you missed, you have to repeat 5 times. Yeah, so you repeat the word 5 times. For example, if I were a boy, yes, if I don't remember how to write were, I will repeat were 5 times on my notebook. Mm.
Write down what you got wrong 5 times.
5 times. It's enough.
It's enough. Excellent. This is a strategy that I used to adopt with Italian, that I would listen like a line of the verse. I would listen like just a sentence, pause the song, and then I would write down. Second one, listen, pause, write down. Listen, a line, pause, write down, and then at the end, I would compare. As you said, the version that I had written and the original version, identifying the discrepancies, identifying the mistakes that I've done, and then I would do the correction. And guys, the correction is fundamental, because it's through the correction that you identify what you got wrong, what you are not really comfortable with, what you are not really familiar with, and improve it. Getting to fluency demands that.
Now I have to do what I have promised as we come to the end of the live.
We came to the end of the live. Well, time flies when we are having fun.
So I'll sing the chorus of a song that I have written, okay?
Oh my God.
Are you ready?
I am. Are the guys ready? Do they want to see Teacher Gabi singing? I believe you are good to go, Gabi.
Okay. This is the first time I'm doing that live on YouTube.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, so here we go. You better not do it to me, baby. You better not do it to me, baby. You better not do it to me, baby. Do it to me, baby. Not do it, do it at all, baby.
Because I know. yes, I am familiar with that song.
You are a big fan, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty song. It's a pretty song. And that's it, guys. Would you like, Gabi, to transmit your conclusion, perhaps synthesize all of the techniques, especially the part of the dictation that I think the students will love? So could you synthesize that so that we take the message home?
All right. So basically, the dictation is as any other dictation, but with the song, you have the possibility to pause. Yeah, so you will play the first verse, as Mateus just explained. You will play the first verse, try to write it, pause and try to write it, play it again, next verse, listen, pause, try to write the second verse. And so you go on and on until you have completed the whole lyrics of the song. And then you can check it out. The parts you have missed, the parts that you could not identify in the lyrics, just leave it a blank space. And then after that, you will do the correction with a different color pen. Repeat the words that you learned or the words that you have mistaken. And basically, that's it. And you have realized that you've learned so much from doing that.
Completely, completely. The our viewers, they loved you singing, Gabi. They really enjoyed it. Guys, you can put their hearts, comment hearts there if you enjoyed the teacher Gabi singing.
And like this video, so more people can,
yes,
can see it.
Can use songs to learn the language. Yeah. So that's it, Gabi.
I would like.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So synthesizing the techniques that we have learned today. First one is listen to become familiar with the song. Second is take the lyrics and start singing along with it. Third, try karaoke apps, which are great, and you can even sing with friends. Filling the gaps is another exercise that is a great technique. Mm-hmm. It's old, but lyrics training makes it much fun
and gamified.
And dictation, the dictation that we have explained by the end. This is it, guys. I hope the message has been received, because certainly learning any language using songs have always made everything much meaningful to me, to Mateus, I believe, to anyone that I hear from that has used music to complement the language studies. Everyone says it's a change of perspective.
Completely. It's a very nice complement of the studies, especially on those days that you are feeling, today I do not want to study like the grammar. I do not want perhaps to be to study the structure. I do not. I want something lighter. I want something more fun.
Songs, and let me be honest, this happens all the time.
Yes, it's part of the process, right? There are days and days, and we should respect ourselves, but try maintaining the consistency is important. So, Gabi, it was a pleasure to have you, to have this conversation.
Nice. Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much for your attention. We truly hope that the content that we discussed today was relevant, was helpful, was beneficial in your journey to achieve fluency. Thank you very much. See you on...
Oh, sorry.
Amazing.
To conclude,
last but not least, thank you, guys. See you on our next discussions. If you enjoyed the video, you can give us a thumbs up. If you are not subscribed to the channel, please do it.
Do it.
Bye-bye. Your English will thank you. See you. Bye-bye.
See you.